Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. North Korea has apparently fired two more ballistic missiles, once again rattling its neighbors.
That report comes from South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff, but with little in the way of details. The launch comes 3 days after North Korea said it tested a high-thrust solid fuel motor for a new strategic weapon, something that could lead to a more mobile, harder-to-find arsenal of intercontinental ballistic missiles that could reach the U.S. North Korea has test-fired a barrage of nuclear-capable ballistic missiles, including its longest range, liquid-fueled Hwasong-17 ICBM, which is designed to carry multiple warheads. Peter King, CBS News.
The eyes of hundreds of millions of people will be on the Gulf state of Qatar about 7 hours from now. That's when France defends its World Cup title from 4 years ago against South American powerhouse Argentina. CBS sports writer Ben Jacobs.
What we are seeing in the build-up to this final is two teams that just know how to win. And from Argentina's perspective, they were on a 36-game unbeaten run heading into the final. And from France's perspective, they've got that World Cup know-how because they won the trophy 4 years ago.
That, of course, in what the rest of the world calls football, but we call soccer. Now, in what we call football, some National Football League history made in the game between the Vikings and the Colts. The Vikes from 33 points down to the biggest comeback ever, 39-36. Noah Eagle calling it on the NFL Network.
And the kick is good. It's good. It's a winner at U.S. Bank Stadium. And the Vikings are kings of the North once again.
With the mayor of El Paso declaring a state of emergency as the Texas border city tries to deal with the many migrants already there and many more on the way, a Trump-era rule that kept some migrants in Mexico pending review is now set to expire midweek. That is, unless the Supreme Court agrees with Republican-led states trying to prevent it.
Whether the old approach of the Trump administration will apply or Biden's immigration procedures will be in place, we'll find that out when we find out if the Supreme Court is going to delay the termination.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson. Super Saturday of big pre-holiday shopping is now over on this last full weekend before Christmas. Retailers starting to discount on sold merchandise.
Consumers definitely becoming more cautious. People are more cash and credit constrained than any time in the last 20 years. Credit card debt's gone up 15% since same time last year.
Analyst Bert Flickinger, this is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Do you know a special woman who deserves nothing but the best for the holidays? This Christmas, spoil her with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Naturally nude pajamas, exclusively at Pajamagram, are smooth to the touch, light as air, truly seductive. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Definitely an effortless way to let her know how much you care. Now you can give her two sensuous gifts that she'll love to relax in. But hurry. Year after year, naturally nude pajamas sell out. So here's what you need to do. Head to pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT to 41234. That's GIFT to 41234. Order today, ships tomorrow.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a few flurries possible at times. Lows dip down to about 13. Winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 18. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 3 above. About an inch of snow Monday through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Forever, no, we'll have a good time on the weekend. That's where the drinks are on the weekend. Wherever we go. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's the Drunk Drivers there out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So before the break, we had the Skin Tones on. Thanks to Pete and Tony for coming in and sharing the new music with us. I started the wrong song for the second time tonight. Oops, sorry. So because of that, the new Skin Tones song that we're debuting here on the station got cut off. And I'm going to have like guilt sweats all night long because I screwed that up. So because of that, we're just going to play it again. Once again, the Skin Tone, their brand new song, Played in America, Max Inc. Radio.
Steven Pulido, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I've been
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's Mars Hall there. You got No Soul from 2020. Skin Tones before that with their brand new song. Gosh, I mean, I was like pushing buttons and I don't know what happened there, but you know, live radio is always a wonderful thing, right? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. They'll be back on air on New Year's Eve from the spaceship.tv. The Civil Engineers, Linda and Zeros, Porky's Groove Machine are all playing live for us. And we're going to broadcast it here on Civic Media and on the spaceship.tv where you can sit on your couch and watch us. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a New Year's Eve like no other, live at the spaceship here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and the spaceship.tv. Max Inc. Heavy's coming up. It's going to be done by the Emperor tonight. Best of the 20s for Max Inc. Heavy. Also coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get Paul Flipowitz on the phone. He's a Chicago Hall of Famer, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, I should say. And he's a hell of a nice guy, too. He has brand new music coming out. We're going to get him on the phone here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's do some Rascal Theory. This is Buzzkill on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Better, nursing. raise the sun, but still have to steal your lunch. You're singing from a hero's blood, with no clock to punch. Spin some yarn, lose the thread inside your cluttered head. Someone else gonna tell your story long after you're dead.
Ignatian Jones, that's Hollow Bill from Poets and Neckties, their 2021 release here on Max Inc. Radio. Some Blythe Gamble before that with Take Me, Bake Me. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Stick around. Paul Flipowitz is going to be on the show in just a couple of minutes. He has a brand new album out. I got three tracks we're going to play off of that. And we're here from Paul himself. He's going to call in from Lake Mills. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's three locations in the Madison area, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's, salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, outdoor seating, great music. You probably don't want to sit outside this time of year. They move you inside for the good beer, the good food. You can see the full menu and the music lineup at fullmilebeercompany.com. That's fullmilebeercompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with a few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 15. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 21. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 10. Mid-20s Monday. Upper 20s Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio, we are local music. That is Paul Flipowitz, brand new music from Paul right there. It is called When I Get to Town. And on the phone with me right now is Paul Flipowitz, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer. Paul, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, sir.
How you doing, Jimmy? Good to talk to you, man.
It's good to talk to you. Well, you know, a little programming note, you were supposed to come in and play live in the Devil's Lair tonight, but with the sound man, Rocker, being out of the commission, we weren't able to pull that off. So I think it's going to work out good, because I'm excited to hear your brand new album, Paul. How you doing, first of all? What's new?
Same deal. You know, I'm just attempting to get this release going, and so it's kind of all-encompassing, but yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You know, that's what I'm working on. You've been at this for a long time. I think you, 10 albums? This is going to be your 11th album?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was this album as it came together, the conception of this album, versus your other albums that you had?
That's a very interesting question, because I really had a lot of this stuff together before the COVID thing hit. And I was ready to record an album. This wasn't like a hurry up thing for me. You know what I mean? I had a lot of these songs, over half the songs I had together, you know, and, so, you know, and then we got froze out of the studio for a year and a half, and I did do a medium amount of live gigs during the summers and stuff during the COVID thing, but we weren't able to get into into the studio and all that. And I just want to make sure that this music stays alive so people get a chance to hear what a West Side Blues Chicago West Side Chicago blues guitar player is supposed to sound like.
Absolutely. And we just played the song When I Get to Town. Tell us about that song there, Paul.
Tell you about what about the song?
Tell us about the song. What's the song about, and what it means to you? When I get back to town. Or when I get to town.
I'm an old school blues guitar guy, and I get my inspiration the old-fashioned way. I was working out on my property up north, and I was working on one of my mowing machines, and being the blues guy that I am, I started walking, because I had to go get some bolts and parts and wrenches, and started singing When I Get to Town. And that's how the inspiration for that came, and it just kind of morphed into a song with my band.
And I want to ask you the same question about the title track off the new CD, Paul. The CD is called Pier 43. We're actually going to play the title track right after we speak here. Pier 43 about?
Pier 43 is an instrumental. And I usually have a couple instrumentals on each one of my recordings. And my instrumentals try and capture a mood without words, a musical mood. And when I was in my 20s, for three seasons, I worked on the docks in Milwaukee, loading freighters, being an extra man. And there's something about doing stuff like that. I worked there for probably 3 months of the year, for 3 years. Just got under my skin, and I like getting to work at, 7 o'clock, getting there at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and I'd be and leaving at sometimes at midnight. We would pull long shifts. And there's just something moody and eerie about that I tried to capture in the musical sense.
It's pretty interesting that an instrumental became the title track of the album. So that piece, that song, or the instrumental, must really mean a lot to you.
It does. I think it's like this last one here, When I Get to Town. I think that captured what a live blues band is supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. when I was coming up, I got to go, you know, I got to go see everybody. I got to see B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, you know, Hound Dog Taylor, all of those, everybody. And you know, that music, when I was coming up, they were playing hard and aggressive and taking no prisoners on every show. And I don't believe that people know what that's like to go see that stuff. So that's what I was trying to, you know, the last song is like that. It takes no prisoners, you know. That's what, to me, Chicago blues guitar is like. It's different that, you know, it's not, it's a living, breathing, the song's different every time you play it. And Pier 43 that's coming up is like that too. It does have a, but it does put you in a mood, hopefully.
Paul Flipowitz joins us here on Max Inc. Radio. Pier 43 is the name of the new album. The release date is January 10th, so it's out there now. I'm assuming it's probably all over the internet, all the streaming platforms and everything, Paul?
It's not going to be released till the 10th of January.
Oh, it's still December. Forgive me. My brain.
Right. So it'll be, but it's going on all the streaming. It's not going on everything. And it's going to be on, you know, Spotify and Apple and all everything, you know.
And of course, get out to a Paul Flipowitz show. That's the best way to grab the CD. Plus, you get to see the live show. What's on your calendar coming up?
Actually, I am playing in Madison on December 29th at the Eastside Club. I did want to mention that.
Nice. That's a good place for the blues. They have a nice little bar in there, too, at the Eastside Club.
Yeah, and it's an early show. It's at 5:30, but it will be dark, so you can get the feel.
And, Paul, I understand there's some hidden tracks on this song featuring some of your hard driving band from 1979. Talk about that.
I have two bonus tracks on the last two tracks are bonus tracks from 1979, a WIBA radio concert. They used to have live, they used to have a studio and they'd do live radio shows. And that band, it's me, I have Clyde Stubblefield on drums, Gary Zappa on bass, Fat Richard Drake, of course, Clyde Stubblefield needs no introduction. Mm-hmm. Gary Zappa, bass player who played with Ben Sidran, and he played with me for, they both played, all these guys played with me for 5 or 6, 7 years there in the 70s and early 80s. Fat Richard Drake on sax, who was Luther's horn player for like 13 years, Luther Allison, that is. And Johnny Chimes, who's still in the neighborhood, playing piano on it, and a guy from Texas named Will Smokey Logg, who went on to have a pretty good career. I think me and Johnny Chimes and Zappa are the only guys left alive out of that band. But we had some hellacious shows that I wanted to document that fact. My guitar playing isn't as good then as it is now, I don't think, but it still, I think, stands the test of time.
I would agree with that. It's definitely stood this test of time for sure. You've done so much. This is your 11th album. You got a property full of vehicles to be fixed up and lawnmowers to be oiled and stuff like that, man. What's next for you, Paul? What's your goal for the next coming year here?
I just want to be healthy enough to keep doing shows. And I plan, I figure I'm good for another 10 years easy. But you know, I'm starting to slow down a little bit, which I don't really like to admit, but I'm, you know, the body, the mind is there, but the body don't want to hold up like it should. So I'm trying to take better care of myself, but I'm still making shows. We're still getting it done.
Excellent. And, once again, tell us that show coming up here in Madison.
Okay. Yeah. The one on is December 29th at the Eastside Club, that's over over by Oldbrook up stuff. Yeah.
All right.
And tomorrow I'm going to be in Milwaukee at the Anodyne coffee place. We're having a big extravaganza tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock with me and Al Dorn, who's a harp player, was in my band for about 3-4 years, and another guitar player named Robert Allen Jr., who's a great guitar player, good guy, who put it all together. So that's tomorrow. So, you know, we're doing it.
You're doing it. Paul, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the brand new CD. I know you've worked hard and long on it, and your heart and soul's in it. And you can really tell when you're listening to the songs. It's just good blues music, and thank you so much for it.
You bet, Jimmy. Anytime, man.
Pier 43 is the name of the new album. That's here, the title track right now. It's an instrumental, and it's really groovy. Check it out. Paul Flipowitz on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
it's all right. Take me out, Daddy, where the neon lights are bright. He said, now take me out, Daddy, now we can dance all night.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Paul Flipowitz right there. Angel Face, Pier 43. Thank you to Paul Flipowitz for taking the time out of the night and calling in. We're going to get him back here live in person in the Devil's Lair sometime in the near future. We just don't know when. In the meantime, get out, see a show, and pick up his brand new album. I'm Jimmy K. I'm out of here. Maxine Kevy is coming up next. Be sure to check out the New Year's show on thespaceship.tv and here in Civic Media. Got some Delta routine just around the corner right now from Milwaukee. It's Arrow and Over You, Maxine Radio.
I had a dream last night, I was watching you sleep. Your hair was soft and your breath was sweet. I wish I could stay asleep all day. In that dream is where I want to stay. Now there's only one thing that I wish I knew. How am I gonna get over you? I
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.